Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Some tips for safely getting out and about for the holidays. Welcome to another Textination interview. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us is Google technology expert Justin Burr. Great to see you again, Justin.
Yeah, great to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
Well, a year ago, Thanksgiving and other holiday celebrations were distanced for many of us. But the indications this year are that lots of people will be getting together. The hope is, I guess, the vaccinations will provide the safety needed. So we're expecting a lot of people to be out and about.
Yeah, we are. And you know, that can be stressful. I think that we're a little bit out of practice as well for traveling and interacting with people. So hopefully Google Maps can kind of take some of the stress out of that holiday bustle and hustle. Got some new features to hopefully, and some old features as well, to hopefully help out the individuals navigate the holiday season.
Well, let's talk about some of the features and how you're able to help.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knows you can get from point A to point B with Google. But when you're actually in navigation, say you're going over to a family member's for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're going to a friend's giving and you don't want to constantly update them. Hey, I'm going to be a little early. I'm going to be a little late. Once you're in the navigation settings, you can scroll up and you can share your trip progress, and it'll just share that for until you're done with your trip. And so you don't have to continuously update people, especially if you're driving. You can press the little magnifying glass in the top right to search things along your route rather than stopping the route and then searching for something. Say you need to go to the bathroom, or you want to get gas, or you want to pick up something along the way. And then in Google Maps, it'll actually tell you how far out of the way whatever your stop actually is. When you're searching for the route, there's a new thing that we introduced about a couple months ago called eco-friendly routes. So gas prices are a little high right now. Obviously, everybody is caring about the environment more and more. And so there's like a little green leaf next to whatever route is the most eco-friendly. And beyond that, when you're searching for restaurants or grocery stores, and you're trying to avoid the crowds, you can see how crowded a business is at a specific time, and you can kind of plan your trip around that. Or you can say, hey, I want to go shopping next Thursday at 2 p.m. What is the crowd historically looking like at that time to kind of help you avoid the crowds?
And that can be post offices, restaurants, shopping, whatever, right?
Yeah, basically any business, and it'll kind of show you exactly, yeah, what the crowds are looking like, both in real time and then in the future as well. And we've also pulled some pretty interesting data related to how busy things are historically at specific times. So I think, you know, you mentioned people are going to be traveling this year. The busiest time at the airports is actually going to be 12 p.m. on Saturday. I think a lot of people, right when they finish Thanksgiving, want to travel on Saturday midday. That's going to be your busiest time. If you can delay that a little bit, Saturday night, 9 p.m. is actually looking like some of the least busy times across the nation at airports. So that might help you kind of plan your trip back home this holiday season.
That's interesting. And when it comes to sharing your location, when you're heading to someone's home and letting them know where you are, that's kind of a one-off thing that they're only seeing that particular trip.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not sharing your location with them for a prolonged period of time at all. It's actually just sharing them the progress of the trip that you're actually on. So once you complete that trip, you won't be sharing your location with them anymore. So yeah, it's a nice way of, you know, giving them an indication of when you're going to arrive without sharing your location indefinitely.
So if you go someplace and you have you're presented with a cauliflower turkey meal, they won't know if you stop at the fast food place on the way home necessarily.
That's a good call. Exactly. They won't know. They'll think that you're nice and satiated and ready to go home.
So besides the in-person stuff. I mean, you also do a lot at Google to help people when it comes to buying online as well. We've talked about those things before, but there are tools to help you there too, a lot of tools.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So if you go to the shopping tab on Google, so once you search for a specific product, search into the shopping tab. And what's really good about that is it can help you compare prices and also look at the fluctuation of a specific item and see if it's been cheaper in the last week or more expensive in the last week. And you can set up price alerts so it can tell you when the best time to actually buy something is. But I think the best part is the compare pricing feature, because say you're searching for like a Dyson vacuum that's being sold in 100 different online stores, and rather go from one to one to one to kind of look at what the pricing fluctuations are, it'll just show you what the prices are across all of those different websites that are selling that specific product. And then you can make, obviously, I would assume, the cheapest choice for you. But yeah, you can find that in the shopping tab on Google.
How do you keep up with things like the flash sales that quite a few sites offer?
Yeah, I mean, that one's tough. Yeah, I think again, just keeping up on the tab for on shopping will kind of allow you to do that, and just keeping looking at the compare prices feature and stuff. Because yeah, we're heading into Black Friday. Obviously, on Black Friday, a lot of the things in Cyber Monday as well, a lot of the shopping is now online. And so if you just go into the shopping tab, it'll be able to show you exactly kind of what the comparison pricing features are across a variety of different sites.
And for folks who are traveling, Google Maps can help them as well, finding things to do or see if they're in a location that they might not be familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. This is one of my favorite features. When I go to a new place and I'm like, you know what, I don't even know what to search for. So you can just go into the Google Maps interface and then scroll up. At the very bottom, there's like an explore feature. So that's going to surface different local events, cool restaurants to try out, different just activities that you might not be aware of. And from there, then you can click in, see a little bit more information. And then obviously you can find your directions there as well through Google Maps. So that's just right on the interface, and just scroll up until you get to the explore page at the bottom.
And we've talked about a few things. Is there a place people can go that you would steer people to in general here?
Yeah. A couple of things. I mean, you can just open up your Google Maps application on your phone, but then beyond that, there's a slew of new features we've released over the past, not only months, but actually just yesterday. And you can go to blog.google to see all of that and get a little bit more information around some of those new features.
Terrific. Justin Burr, have a great holiday season, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.